Zach, what was the team's reaction, I guess, when they heard the news this morning?
I just think it's something that we have to, face the facts with. Coach is going to be with us on Thursday, and I think, we just take the same approach. He's going to be with us in practice. He's going to be in every process till the game. So, we're going to be treating this like any other game as he's going to be coaching us. And, he'll make sure we're ready on Thursday.
Is there a win one for coach type of thing, or is it you guys want to win every game, or can I take it through that?
I mean, our goal is to win every game. But this is kind of, I think this presents a different challenge for us. Just shows, that he was fighting for us for that game, and he thought things were going our way, so he thought he could help get us going, and unfortunately it didn't work out that well, and it didn't change our attitude towards that game, and we were so close, and just a couple things here and there, and we might won that game.
Did the ejection make a difference in the game for you guys?
No, I think, the coaches did a great job just coming in. Just told us to focus on what we're doing. We didn't come out like we did the first half, and, it showed a little bit. They got, easy baskets, and it kind of just changed the game, I think. He was just trying to, get us going, get us knowing that, this game's going to be a tough one, and, we just kept playing our game, I thought, the whole game.
Isn't that passion what makes coach coach, though?
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes him, that's what makes us, want to play for him, is his passion, his love for this game. And I think, he did a great job just, fighting for us. And, he always told us that that's what he's going to do. And, in that point in time, he thought that's what he needed to do at the Wisconsin game. And he did what he did. And, now we just got to keep, getting ready for this game, prepare like we always do, and, play like we always do.
How did the team handle the news initially this morning when he told you that, hey, I wasn't going to be with you guys Thursday night?
I don't think any of us were, taken off guard. I think we knew what was going to happen. It's not something that's going to affect us in this game and stuff like that. He's going to be with us every step of the way. He's going to be with us in practice today, and just guiding us through what we need to do against Northwestern. And it's just something you just have to face, I think, knowing that he's not going to be there. But we're just going to prepare like he is. So
just a chance to learn, controlling your emotions, even for you guys to see something like that happen.
That's what coach is always going to do. That's what everyone's always seen. He's always going to fight for us, whether, he's got to throw chairs, whatever he's got to do. He's always there for us. It's something, as players that we could take, as an example of, what he wants and his passion and what he wants us to bring towards the court.
Now you've been here 4 years. And
yeah.
You've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe not double technicals,
yeah.
Only one other time. But,
yeah.
How do you react to that? Because you've seen it enough. Sometimes if you hear it over and over again, it's hard to actually change what you're doing.
I just think it's come natural. He's always going to be in your face. He's always going to be, if something's not going right, he's always going to try to, get you going, whether it's yelling at you or whatever. So, it's just something that's come natural. I think we expect, if he's going to yell at us, that means, he got to pick it up. So, it's just something, we've always experienced, I think, through practice and games. And, I don't think he's going to change the way he coaches. That's always how he coaches. So, it's worked so far for us. And, he's going to continue doing it.
Is that something you have to get used to as a player, that he kind of gets after you at work?
I mean, that's how he's always been, I think. That's what he was day one. That's what he's going to be till he ends, stops coaching. I've been used to it. He's yelled at me. You have to take the criticism. Some guys can't. Just got to encourage them, get them to know what he's trying to say. And, And it's just something I, you know, him yelling or whatever is just something we've always been used to.
Through all this, you have a game on Thursday. What do you know about Northwestern? And is basketball kind of a nice little way to get away from all this craziness and remember that it is a game and it's something you guys love to do?
I mean, that's what we've always been focused on as a game. And, I mean, Northwestern's a great team. Obviously, the record doesn't show how well of a team they are, but, you know, we're coming in prepared, getting ready for this game and, you know, take revenge for, you know, that loss we had at Wisconsin and just try to get better at some of the stuff we didn't do.
How do things differ with Coach Sparra now, coaching you guys in this game on Thursday? Like, what are some of the things that he'll do that maybe are different from what you would get typically from Coach McCaffrey?
I mean, every coach has their different style. I mean, I don't think he's going to try to change too much what he does. You know, he's had experience at this level of being a head coach, and you know, him stepping in at Wisconsin game, you know, we felt comfortable with what he was doing, what he was saying, what he wanted us to do, and you know, he'll be, you know, giving us orders, stuff like that. I mean, we're ready for whatever he does, whatever he says, and you know, just keep playing hard.
What do you say to the team to keep this from becoming a bigger distraction?
I mean, it's not really a distraction for us. I think it's just an obstacle for us. I mean, it's coach isn't going to be here. We're going to be, he's going to be through this process. And I mean, it's just another game. You know, a Big Ten game for us, and you know, opportunity for us to get better.